Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to The Exchange. This is Cheryl Castile, and it is Fundraiser Week. Yay! Which means there's all kinds of activity going on. Woohoo! All right, Cecil. All right, and who we have in the studio today is a member. That sounds like they actually should be a member of one of those traveling circus troupes. We have the family. The like the Walenda brothers or whatever their names were. But my guests in the studio today helping us out with fundraiser are the guys from the Nouveau String Band. From my left to right, we have John Buckaloo on vocals and fiddle. For the first time, Dave, the D-Man trainer, on mandolin and maybe a little bit of fiddle and vocal. We have on a beautiful bass that comes with a beer holder. Is Jimmy Duyon.
Well used.
And then on, that's that old one, isn't it, Lee? That guitar you're holding? Oh, that's, well, oh yeah, they're both old. Yeah. What kind is that?
It's a Gibson.
Oh, that's a Gibson. Yep. We have Mr. Lee Tedrow on vocals and the Gibson. So thanks for being here today, you guys.
Our pleasure.
Thank you, Cheryl.
I'll make up the Nouveau String Band. I was thinking about this on the way here today. How many years have you guys been together?
12.
Oh, it's 12 years?
12 years, yeah.
Holy cow.
We started playing when we were 8 years old together.
Wow. And you're still looking good at 20. And you still look good, Jimmy. You know, okay, when you think about, because 12 years is a long time. You know, a lot of bands don't make it that long. Do you see like an evolution, changes in what you're playing today and what you're doing from when you first started? What have you seen change along the way? Besides, I don't know, Dave, your beard's trimmed a little bit more probably than, yeah.
Yeah. Over the last 12 years I have trimmed. I continue to trim.
Good for my business. No, seriously.
Yeah, I think we have. We started off really playing just for a good time and,
That hasn't changed.
That hasn't changed. Yeah, that's the primary focus of this band is to get together and play and have a good time, enjoy playing together. But I've seen it over the years, personally for myself, the tunes are getting a little more complicated. We're trying to do some more instrumental type tunes. We're doing some harmonies, not only with the instruments, but also vocally. And that's always been a unique aspect, I feel like, of this group right here is when we first started. We worked hard on vocal harmonies, and we've been fortunate enough to have some great female vocalists sing with us over the years.
Yeah.
Marcy Lacouture to start with, and then Joanna Devine and Anne Savoy.
Yeah.
And
Doesn't get much better.
Let's take from the cream of the crop there.
Yeah, we've been very, very fortunate, you know, to be able to have those people join us. Just the spontaneity of playing and being able to invite other musicians up to play with us.
Yeah.
It's always an exciting aspect for us, you know, wherever we play.
Do you know what's the interesting thing about your band, though, and what you hear and what I have heard people talk about, like, throughout the years is, you know, the songs that you choose and that different spin that, you know, and so people, you know, I've heard the question, and I guess my question, too, is how does that come about that you decide, you know, how does that, because you do put some really different, unique spins on songs that, you know, how does that come?
We all come from completely different backgrounds, musically, and those backgrounds creep into every song we play.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Buck pulls in a Western swing tune, my blues influence is going to be in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And the same with how Dave approaches songs. And whatever we do, you know, we put our own little pieces into it.
Yeah.
Because we can't help it.
That's right.
That's how we play.
You know, Dave, your music that you have focused on maybe earlier on in your life or the music that you have focused on the most, would you say is what? I mean, I always think of old time when I think of you, but that's not true. You play such a...
Yeah, I'm really not an old time person.
You're
Everyone
not, are
says
you?
That.
Yeah.
I think it's the beard.
I think it's the
again.
Beard.
I don't know how I get the old time thing. I mean, I started playing fiddle with bluegrass, and that was my first love.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But I played the piano, you know, I mean, rock and roll and swing and some old jazz, ragtime. I mean, those are really... So, yeah, not really the old time
thing. Yeah, you
thing.
Don't. Yeah, and I know that. I don't know why I said it. It's the beard.
I don't have
you
enough
in a
teeth
while.
Missing. But, yeah, so I have those influences. But, you know, so that's where I'm coming from.
You know, I want to – go ahead, Buck.
Well, I just want to say that I think a lot of the credit for our song selection goes to Lee. Lee does research a lot of tunes and knows a lot of tunes and has a pretty good – you know, idea of what he thinks this group would do well with.
Oh, that's interesting.
And some of the songs that he picks,
didn't know that.
I wouldn't even think of doing those songs.
Yeah.
And they work, you know, with his ear and how he feels like, you know, we should arrange them. So
that was the greatest one was I heard a Marvin Gaye tune and I went, wow. Buck can do that.
And have you?
And
have you guys done it?
I gave him a copy of it on a CD, and his reaction was, what? And then started listening to it, and he just killed it. He does a great job.
Is that one you guys can do?
We can do it.
We can do it.
Yeah. We've done it in years, but let's do it.
That's what I get for opening my big mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we can do that.
And then I want to come back and talk to Jimmy then afterwards. Yeah.
Want
to
do it? Yeah.
What key is that? It's A.
What tune is it?
What's it called?
It's called
Try It, Baby.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
You want to try it, bud?
Sure.
You got an egg or something?
Well, you're moving on up, pretty baby. You're leaving me behind. Everybody seems to love you. Oh, you're doing just fine. You take away your good looks and all your fancy clothes. You got to try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, baby, you'll see. Nobody loves you like me. Nobody loves you like me, baby. Well, they tell me that you're so busy, pretty baby, that you ain't got much time. Oh, how well I remember, yeah, when all your time was mine, mine, mine. Cross the tracks, baby. You're back where you came from. You got to try it, baby. Try it, baby. Try it, baby. You try it, baby, you'll see that nobody loves you like me. Nobody loves you like me, baby. Close to you, yeah, with all your love and friends. You take your name from the bright lights, you tell them that you are all through. You got to try it, baby. Try it, sweetheart. Try it, honey. You try it, baby, you'll see, nobody loves you like me. Nobody loves you like me, baby.
Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you.
Nobody loves you like we all
love you. Nobody
Nobody loves you like KRVS loves you.
Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you. Nobody loves you.
You tried, baby, you see, yeah, but nobody loves you like me.
That was John Bucklew, man. Those vocals. Out of the park. Lee Tedrow on Gibson guitar. Jimmy Dewey on a Taylor bass. And we have Mr. Dave Traynor on mandolin.
Mandolin?
That was fabulous. Thank Absolutely you. Fabulous. And I want to say, as Buck said so wonderfully as he sang it, loving KRVS. If you do love KRVS and love, as I learned from Cecil yesterday, which many, like among the thousand things I learned from Cecil, we have over 30 produced shows that come out of here locally on this station. So if you love what you hear today and all the rest of the time you're listening to KRVS, show your love. You can call the station at 337-482-KRVS or 482-5787. You can also call toll-free in Louisiana at 800-892-6827. You can also go to our website at krvs.org, any time of the day, a secure, safe website, to either do your renewal or put in your pledge. And we have some fabulous thank you gifts this year that were designed by Allison Bowl and Peter Diehart with Make Made. I've never seen this before.
Wow.
It is the KRVS fan. And it's a beautiful kind of sunrise, sunset kind of reddish-orange color, huh?
It's beautiful. Does it, it folds up too, right?
And it folds up, Dave.
You can put it in your...
You can carry it with you, put it in your pocket, in your mandolin case, behind your ear. You know. That's right, Dave, behind your ear. There's also what is brand new this year is the KRVS handkerchief, which is good for a lot of musicians on stage when those hot lights are on you to wipe your brow. It's wonderful. It's got a horse on it, the KRVS 88.7. It's cool. Cool handkerchief. And then there is, which I like to call a primitive-looking KRVS T-shirt, the writing on it. It's just – it's a wonderful – I forgot what – Judith called it, but it's cool gold color, kind of a muted with 88.7 KRVS on the front in like primitive looking numbers. And then they brought
in the shape of Louisiana, too.
Is what?
It's in the shape of Louisiana.
Oh, I missed that. Look. Oh, gosh. Cecil,
it's the shape of Louisiana.
KRVS, 88.7 KRVS is in the shape of Louisiana. I'm so sorry that I missed that. It's wonderful. That's a cool shirt. And then I love that they brought back the mustard color muted KRVS with KRVS in red hat, ball cap. And that's for men and women. Then we have the Blues Box T-shirt, which has a really cool design with Robert Johnson and a guitar on the front. That's a black-colored T-shirt and the men's tee. And then we have a women's tee that was designed in it's kind of a cream color with kind of a pumpkin design on it with KRVS. So a lot of
I think it's a magnolia and an orange, I believe.
Okay, well,
I'm no
I said pumpkin color.
Oh, okay. Oh, I forgot we're doing food flavor colors.
Yes,
okay.
Pumpkin color, because then we do have the tote bag that instead of the safe. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I need to pick up a tote bag before I leave.
All right.
I mailed in my check a while back and.
Okay,
that
let's
was
get
what
on
I chose,
that. Let's make sure when Dave, before Dave leaves tonight, that he gets one of those tote bags.
I mean, we don't need to talk about that on the radio.
He knows about listening healthy because it was based on the eating healthy pyramid, and it's all about listening healthy, Dave.
Oh, the tote bag.
Yes.
Oh, great.
Your life is never going to be the same.
That is great.
I want to make a comment about Dave Traynor because I've never gotten to say it in front of him. I've said it, I know, when I've had people on here. But, you know, Dave is one of – you never realize how talented somebody is. And I worked with Dave for like 5 years, which I then I should know that he's not like an old-time musician. But I forgot.
Thanks for listening, Jim.
Thanks
for paying attention.
I forgot the last few years. But, you know, you always – you know, you think somebody – I knew how talented he was, but our offices sat right next to each other. And he taught music lessons, which he still does, at Cité des Arts. And – when I would hear Dave go from teaching a young kid you know, first playing a violin or first taking a chance on the piano, and then you'd have like a gentleman maybe in his 60s come in to do bluegrass. It was so interesting, not just how you're playing in playing style, but how your teaching style would change from person to person. And one of the most talented people that you'll ever meet.
Wow.
Right?
That's true.
So right?
Much. We know that. With that.
So yep. You guys are lucky you have him in the band.
We surely are. He brings in all the funny tunes.
He does. We're going to get to one, I hope, later. Jimmy, I'm curious, what style of music did you first start playing? You know, what was your focus?
Country. Country and Western was probably the first stuff I started doing. My dad would play, and musicians would come around the house, so I'd just play along with them.
Yeah. And bass? So, bass has been your main instrument?
Yeah. There was no bass player. No, not really. I guess really I played guitar and piano mostly.
Ah. How'd you start playing piano?
Oh, the piano just died. I haven't played that in years.
No, but I mean, how'd you start playing? Was
just
somebody
figured
in your,
it out.
In your house? I mean, did you have a piano growing up?
Yeah, we had a piano, so we just figured it out, just played it.
Yeah.
No instruction.
Yeah. You know, your family's real involved. I mean, you know, besides music, but with, like, music festivals. Your whole family's involved with festival.
Yes.
You know, you see the Doyons running it. I mean, that's been for years and years and
We've
years.
We've been involved with Festival International for 24 years.
Wow.
So,
and then you were there, man on the board, at Festival Cadiens, too.
Oh, yes.
Just
festival. That's the cool thing about this area. We have so many festivals. You get to pick and choose what you want to do.
Yeah, that's
Every
right.
Every weekend there's one. It's great that KRVS is there, though.
Yeah. You know, this year, too, with KRVS having an actual, you know, place, and I have to say what they had, too, that Pat Mould got for the station for people working out there is, like, really cool sofas that they had in chairs. Did you see that?
Yeah,
the
white? I got the opportunity to sit in one for quite a while.
Wow.
It's very nice.
Were you interviewed?
No.
No, you just
We were
hung
just
out.
Tired.
So. Yeah, you were just tired.
It was like in between a stage and a... Some food booth.
So you went and sat.
Yeah. Well, we were invited.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, well, that is to say, like, we didn't just...
You didn't just
barge
in.
Push the guests over or anything.
Yeah, they let you in.
Yeah, we pulled him in. We pulled him in. We spotted him coming, so.
He's a fun guy to have sit around. All
right.
Play us, talked about he pulls in the funny tunes. Can we do a you know what
tune?
I want to hear from you is a, like a Jimmy Rogers tune. Can I make a request?
We could do it in the jailhouse now, I guess. Yeah, that's Jimmy Rogers. That's Jimmy Rogers' funny song. Sort of kind of funny.
It's up to you.
Do you want to do that?
I just wanted to hear Jimmy Rogers' song, funny or not.
Okay. Let's do it in the jailhouse now,
sure.
I guess.
Yep.
Should we do that one? It's a very well-known Jimmy Rogers song about what happens when you brush up against the law in the wrong way.
Yeah. Have you?
Have I?
Yeah.
Have I been in jail?
Yeah.
I've never been in jail.
Has anybody here
been in
jail?
I've been in timeout.
You've been in timeout? who put you there?
Well, my mother.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter.
Yeah. You're in timeout.
And not just women. I mean, men have done it too.
I'll go on record as saying, no, I've never been in jail.
You've never been in jail, Buck. How about you, Jimmy? Lee?
I haven't.
I don't know, Lee.
Not technically.
What does that mean, not
technically?
Let's lay it out.
I've been there but was not put in.
Yeah.
They brought you down to the station.
Yeah, is that right? They brought you down?
They brought me to the station.
Was that in the state of Minnesota?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And that's enough.
Maybe we could search for that. Maybe everybody could search for that on the internet.
There's no record of that.
I still do have an outstanding motorcycle violation in Canada, and every year they send me. It gets bigger and bigger every year. But that's not jail. I don't know why I brought that up.
Can you cross the border?
I don't know. Not on a motor. I don't know.
Yeah. It might be something for you to think about.
Put on a beard or go in disguise.
They'll be waiting for you.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
And C. It's still in C.
Yes, it is.
I want a two, three, four. I had a friend named a Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday, old Bob got locked up Sunday, and now he's in the jailhouse way downtown. He He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Tell us about Lee. Yeah. I do. He refused to fine again. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
You want to know that again?
Right, I guess so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Let's go back to that 5-4.
All right. That's the Nouveau String Band. If you're just joining us today on The Exchange with John Buckelew, Dave Trainer, Jimmy Duyon, and Lee Tedrow. I'm so glad that you guys could come on today.
Cheryl, I just thought of something. You were asking about how I started playing bass. And actually, when I started playing bass, somebody asked him to be in a country and western band, Mickey Stutes. We played at an old group called Country Pride. And I didn't own a bass or an amplifier, so I had to borrow it from my brother. But otherwise, I was a bass player.
But otherwise.
So my brother Ted loaned it to me.
Now, wait. How many brothers do you have?
One.
Oh, then that's Ted that I know.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's Ted.
Right.
Oh, so that's how it goes.
That's how you the bass started.
You heard it here, folks. That's how the
we're going to challenge Ted right now to join KRVS and support KRVS.
That's right, Ted. Right, yeah. Ted, if you're listening,
fix you up, Ted.
482-KRVS, 482-5787, 4825787, 4825787. How's that? How was that? I practiced.
Of course.
How was that? No, but seriously, it is, you know, our station here. There's such great things that happen here, and it's your station, and it's because of the listeners out there who support everything that goes here from the national programs to all the locally produced programs. It's an incredible staff that's working here. So if you can spare, you know, sometimes you look at it a dollar a week. for the $52 pledge, right? 52 weeks.
Right, in 52 weeks a year.
Right? Yes. Did I get that correct? Yeah, all right. Exactly. Sometimes I get a little ahead of myself, you know?
Yeah.
So you can look at it that way. If you have thought at times, like, gosh, I really should pledge, and you haven't, you know, make this the year that you start. They have a great system set up here where you can do $10 a month. You can do $20 a month. You can go up to – they have the wonderful Cypress Lake Circle, which is $1,000. They can break that down for you each month. And again, some wonderful, wonderful thank you gifts designed by Allison Bowl and Peter Diehart with Make Made. I'm curious with the four of you – is when you get together, do you rehearse every week?
Oh.
No, you don't. Do you guys even rehearse? I mean, do you rehearse?
Yeah, we rehearse.
Yeah, because you pull in these songs. Yeah. You know, can you even give a guess to how many songs that you guys have in your repertoire now? I mean, it's hard. I mean, and I guess the reason I'm asking that is it difficult for you to decide what you're going to play when you have a gig?
There's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
And we're still doing some songs that we did when we started.
Yeah.
Regularly. We love playing them.
Do you do a set list or you just whatever kind of comes upon you?
Depends on
the time.
Where we're playing.
Yeah.
You know, if we really want to be on top of things, we'll do a set list. Otherwise, if you just kind of look at all the songs and choose, or we have ideas.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be doing something and then Dave go, well, let's do that.
We're more likely probably pick the first three songs, and then from there we just whatever,
you just play.
Like playing or whatever. You know,
what's the most requested song?
Man of Constant Sorrow.
Seriously?
Yeah,
we don't do it.
It's true. We should learn it because we turned down a big tip last night.
$100 tip. $100 tip.
For Man of Constant Sorrow. Yeah. He didn't know the song.
I told him. I said, look,
I would have faked it, man.
I said, but if you're asking if the whole band can do it, no. And I saw that $100 bill go back in his pocket.
But, I mean, you could sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. You know, he's like, Mary had a little. You know, you could. Yeah. We should have faked it.
But yeah,
you
should have faked it.
I think
it.
We're going to learn it, though, now.
Yeah,
After that opportunity missed us last night. So.
How about out of the songs? Because there's a lot of people who go watch you guys very consistently.
I'd have to say it's probably Three Little Birds.
Yeah, that's a happy song. Oh. Yeah.
Let's do a happy song. Can we do that one?
Jimmy can sing that, yeah.
Come on, Jimmy.
This early in the day, I guess we'll have to try.
What do you need? What can we get for you to make this happen? What can we do?
No, I'm good.
Cecil? We have a little special closet back there.
We're good.
Some bird seed.
Yeah, a little bird seed, yeah. Yeah, as it's called here at the station, bird seed.
Bird seed. Version.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, we can do a short version of it.
Yeah, just sing a verse of the chorus.
And actually, I guess the concept for this song came out when we were doing a festival in Fort Lauderdale. And Susan and Buck and I and Luann were riding in the vehicle back to the airport, and I thought, it'd be cool to take one of Bob Marley's songs and put a little Cajun flair to it.
Yeah,
and that's
where
the concept came from.
Very cool.
I guess we were just sitting there talking. I guess Buck was playing with the XM or Sirius radio in the car, and we were just scanning everything, and then just came to my mind. So,
yeah, all basically, right. When we were learning this song, we just learned this song and hadn't played it but just a couple of gigs. My wife and I took a cruise, and we landed in Jamaica. Off the cruise ship, there were three Jamaicans that were playing this song.
Playing your song.
Kind of backtracking, we were talking about, you know, how we put our songs together.
Yeah.
No matter what the twist is on any song, there's always got to be an element of the original in it.
Mm, okay. That's what you
laid
down for yourself.
That says, you know, you listen to that original song.
That's right. Okay. Very good.
And we do all agree whether we want to add the song or not. I mean, I think that's what's kept this band together for so long, is everybody kind of feels like we're doing, you know,
yeah,
on the same page, yeah, doing the right thing. So if it doesn't fit us, you know.
And we're all good friends, man.
Yeah.
Still. And our egos are reasonable.
You know, that's a life lesson for all groups working together. So, keep those egos reasonable.
Reasonable.
Reasonable. Reasonable. It's okay to have a little bit.
It's okay to have a little bit. Yeah.
All right, Dave. Yeah. Okay. I'm with that. Play the song.
Learn that in counseling.
Don't worry,
find a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Woke up this morning, smiling at the rising sun. Three little birds down by my doorstep, singing sweet songs, melodies so pure and true. This is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing. Cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
John Bucklew, Dave Trainer on fiddle, Jimmy Duyon on vocals and bass, and Lee Tedrow on guitar and vocals. That was great. Thank you,
Thank
Jimmy.
You.
Without the vodka, it was wonderful. You can let go of the crutch. if you're just joining us, this is The Exchange, and it is our fall fundraiser. It is Pledge Week. And I think the thing that's so cool, and you guys are a good example of that in this area, that you're not going to live in a lot of places where you're going to find the amount of talent and musical talent that you have here. And, you know, when I think of you guys, you all have, you know, Buck, you worked in the oil business for years. Jimmy, you're in the oil business.
Right.
You have Dave, who is an instructor, who is a music teacher. And then Lee, who is a fine, fine furniture designer and maker. And you sometimes forget that you have those other things and talents that you do in your life because you're all such talented musicians, you know. That's a great thing to have. So you're a wonderful example.
That's probably why we're still together.
Because you're all good, or because,
no,
because you have,
we have other, because we have other things
ego,
to do.
Yeah.
You know? There goes the ego thing again. Because why?
Because this isn't a way of making a living.
Yeah.
you know, we make our livings doing
other things.
Stuff.
Yeah. And then the music adds into all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, because it's tough keeping – I mean, you've watched how many people for how many – it's tough keeping a band together. I mean, mm-hmm. it's tough keeping four people working closely together on anything mm-hmm. for right. years and years yeah. and years, you know.
We all have other musical outlets, too.
Absolutely. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We all do different too, really. Stuff.
How many other bands you play in, Dave? I mean, boy,
I don't play a lot of other bands too much.
You
I used to play
in?
A lot.
Yeah. You sit in quite a bit,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I used to sit in lots and lots and lots. I have a little new project with Danny DeVillier called Devils and Trains that's fun.
Oh, that's a cool name. What are you doing with that?
And it's, do you know why that's our name?
I'm taking train from trainer, maybe?
You're
I don't
a
know.
Genius.
I'm a genius,
aren't Devil
I?
From DeVillier. Yeah, we just do piano drum stuff. And then,
that's
and then
cool.
Tony and Davern and I have a great kids program coming up December 5th at the ACA.
Oh, which, yeah,
it's
you guys have done
before.
On the
road with Tony and Dave.
Yeah, ooh, very
four
cool.
Four special guests that we pick along up along on our road trip to the big festival to play our big song.
All right. Okay. Very cool. And then, Buck, you have a new project here, because I've got Gary Newman coming on next week. You have a new project you're involved in.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time I've had a project besides, you know, this group. I mean, this group has opened up a lot of avenues for me. We have a band called Stop the Clock Cowboy Jazz.
Yeah.
And it's playing more Western Swing, which all these guys know how much I love Western Swing. And it's a big band. We have 11 of us in the band.
Holy cow.
And if I can for just a second, I'll tell you who they all are, if I can make sure I don't forget somebody.
And they might all want to call and pledge, right?
Yes, oh, I can challenge. Yes, would. I can put a challenge to all the members of Stop the Clock Cowboy Jazz. Gary Newman, of course, is the founder and bass player in the band, and he had kind of had a vision to kind of put this group together of a bunch of players, you know, from the area right here to play swing, jazz, Western swing type music. So Gary's on the bass. Wayne LeBlanc plays drums for us. Kurt Boudreau's playing piano. Myself and David Greeley are on fiddles, and Sam Broussard and Gary Granger are on guitars.
Yeah.
Joe Rogers, smooth pedal steel players playing pedal steel.
Where's
for
Joe
us.
From?
Is he Joe from? Lives in Lake Charles now. I'm not sure exactly where he's from originally.
Okay.
But you really need to come hear him play. He's just fantastic.
And you guys have been doing a monthly gig.
We have, yeah. We have Kenny Menard and his daughter, Kelly Fien, and the fabulous Charlene Howard singing with us.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Did y'all count?
Yeah, there's 11.
Is that 11?
Yeah. And we've only done a couple of gigs. It's hard to get that many people together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, and we don't drink as much beer as the Nouveau String Band does. We get together at Jimmy's. But it's just still, you know, scheduling problem getting everybody together. But we've done two gigs at the Feed and Seed. We're trying to do once a month there.
Yeah.
The first Sunday of the month. So our next gig there is Sunday, November 3rd from 6 to 9.
Okay.
And if you like that kind of music, it's great dance music. You know, come check it out.
Yeah, very cool.
I'm excited to be in it. And everybody that's in there seems to be excited about, you know, being in the band and playing.
Yeah.
It's a band for players. I kind of like just direct traffic on stage and let them play.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
what
right.
they want to do.
Yeah.
And it's great. Sounds great.
Very cool. Jimmy, do you do other side music projects?
Not really.
I mean, you I do mean, sound.
Yeah, I do sound a lot of times. Actually, I mean, I do a church gig very often at my where I go to church. And then also, just jamming or just when people call.
Yeah,
need
yeah.
a bass player.
Yeah. And Lee, you've got some other stuff you're doing.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I play bass in a 100% original classic rock band with somebody
oh,
you
Tor
know.
Oh, Tor 2. Oh, yeah, Tor 2. Yeah,
yes.
yeah, there you go.
With your husband Blake on guitar, Phil Kalin on guitar, Danny Kimball on drums.
Yeah.
Danny writes most of the songs.
That guy's something, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, he has stacks of things that he's written.
We get together every Tuesday and write these songs, work on them, arrange them. And we hardly ever play in public.
Yeah. The best known.
But every Tuesday we get together doing it.
Yeah. But that's a cool, fun thing to do, though,
for
folks, you know. You know, it reminds me of there's, you know, friends of mine that are visual artists that get together and just paint together and, you know, and things that come out of they. I know they do that at Nunu's like once a month. And, you know, the ideas that come out of their brains just from watching what somebody else is doing or just being in the presence of, you know, other people creating at that moment, you know. And then you sit in with a lot of different people off and on too, don't you?
I used to more than I do.
Yeah.
No.
What are you guys getting older? What's up with that?
I like being home.
No, I'm kidding.
But I play steel guitar with the Sarah Jade Williams band,
okay.
With Sharecroppers, which is tour two with a couple of us switched on instruments, backing up Sarah Jade.
Switch up with that.
Phil goes over and plays bass, and then I play straight steel.
Is there are there common threads between you creating furniture and you creating music? Or do they bring...
I was thinking my next business card was going to read, Lee Tedrow, I make stuff.
Right? Yeah.
So I make everything.
That's right.
Music, furniture.
Furniture.
Food,
that's, you know. Yeah, that's a cool idea.
I make stuff.
That's a good idea.
So that's the common thread. You got to be making something.
Yeah. Very cool. You know, and it's all stuff. It's things you're doing with your hands, you know. Coming
that's
down
it.
That brain.
And, you know, the like Lee says, you know, he plays with Danny Kimball. I mean, Danny plays drums with us.
That's right. Danny
that's
sits
right.
in
Danny
with
Kimball,
you guys.
Danny DeVille, yeah. He's played drums with us. I mean, you know, so I really appreciate the fact, you know, that here in Lafayette, the musicians are very supportive of each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that everywhere, I've been told. You
that's
know?
Right.
And so...
some settings require drummers, some of them don't. So that's when we decide to.
Yeah, who fills in and mm-hmm. yeah. I do want to say if you want to take a moment while we're going to have these guys play another song, and if you can take that moment to get on your phone and call 482-5787 or toll free 800-892-6827, or you can get on the internet too. We do have Chris Cook back there answering phones, so we'd like to keep him busy. For you can also look at $1 a day. There's some great premium thank you gifts that we have that Allison Bowl and Peter Diehart designed, everywhere from a fan that's an actual fan that opens and closes. You could have used it at Festival of Cotty Ann's on a couple of those on those two days. We also have a KRVS mustard kind of colored t-shirt where it's in the shape of the state of Louisiana, 88.7KRVS.org, and a great, they've brought back the mustard colored ball cap with a red KRVS lettering and a wonderful blues box, wonderful design that they did with Robert Johnson and the guitar on there. And for the first time is the KRVS handkerchief.
That's great.
I know. I love that. Isn't it cool?
It is.
You know, it reminds me of my dad's handkerchiefs, except, you know, without the KRV. But those white handkerchiefs, those old-time handkerchiefs.
Yeah, when they really used them.
Yeah, when they really
that's
used
not
them.
What is that right there?
I don't know what this is.
It's not a fundraiser. What do you call
it's
it?
It's not a premium gift, I don't think. I thought it was something to, like, massage but I don't think that's what it is. I think it's some kind of a microphone something. Do you know, Cecil?
Dave, would you pledge
just
to get that?
Could we give
I wonder what kind of pledge you could give.
Dave would like to pledge to give this away.
I would like to pray.
I think it's something that belongs to Carl.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. It looks like a reading of a DNA. It looks like a
it
DNA
does. That's what
model.
It looks like. Yeah, it looks like a DNA model. It's very cool, and it bends all kinds of ways. You can create shapes out of it. But sadly, you don't get one. Nobody can get one.
Multi-use.
Yeah. Whatever it is, it's pretty cool.
We're testing that for next year. That's another premium. The what's it? It's the KRVS what's it?
All right. So if you don't want to get that pledge. And the other thing I have to say is my favorite thing is the color they did the mug in this year, which is a great, like, burnt red, vibrant KRVS with the tree on the front. It's a beautiful, beautiful mug. So please call 482-5787, 482-KRVS. All right, guys, what are we going to hear?
Lee, tell them about it.
It's Count Basie tune.
Oh,
yes.
Which one?
It's called 920 Special.
And who pulled this one out originally?
Oh, I did.
You did. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I've been hearing this song for decades, and it's got this melody that has always kind of confused me, and so I gave it to Dave and Buck. Actually, you know, you learned the melody, and then we gave it to Dave to learn the harmony, because that's the difficult part. And
And so what if Dave wouldn't have been here today? What would have happened?
We wouldn't have done the song.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for
showing up.
Shows
how much confidence they have in me.
Yeah, that's right.
Straight.
Sorry about that, Buck. I just kind of threw you under the bus.
But it sounds like better there.
Well, Dave, thanks for showing up today.
Hey, I'm so glad. Man, the parking was tough, but I'm
but you're here. That's what counts. Yeah.
I somehow made it in the loading dock.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened.
Because you're a musician.
Yes.
It was familiar.
That's great. Yeah, and I just want to say, too, please pledge. I love KRVS. We all listen to it.
Yes.
Every day. We're big fans. I don't know why that – I mean, if that's important, but we no. give money and we listen all the time.
And you have you have a lot of influence over people.
Yeah.
Because your ego is only so big.
It's relatively
– You have a lot of friends.
Yeah. I have a lot of friends, yeah.
So all those friends of Dave Traynor.
That's right.
Please call and pledge.
Please. And friends of friends.
And friends of friends of Dave Traynor's.
Oh, what's a good speed?
Count Basie. What's the name of that song again?
920 Special.
920 Special. Count Basie. That was fabulous.
You know, Cheryl, I'll tell you an interesting story on this thing. You know, I've been playing music for years. We've been playing together for 12.
You have a good voice, Jimmy. You have a good speaking voice. I'm sorry. I just had to throw that in.
We've been playing together for 12 years, and when Lee first brought this song, we started playing, and I said, hey, why don't we make it swing? And Lee's like, well, it is swinging. And what I was thinking was, as a bass player, I was thinking, I'm going to syncopate or whatever. And Lee's like, no, just lay it down. So after this many years, it was like a good learning experience for me. So it was really cool.
Yeah. That's great.
That's a good song. Please call 482-KRVS-5787. Please. Lee is in here pleading for everybody. Or get online, krvs.org. What's coming up for Nouveau String?
Buck, you know that.
Yeah, we have a...
Buck kind of keeps the business... I mean, Buck keeps the business end of this going, doesn't he? Really?
He's retired.
A little bit.
He's
little
retired.
Bit, yeah. We've been doing some private parties. We have a private party set up for Saturday, November 2nd.
Don't tell him where.
No, I'm not telling him where. No, but it's a good gig.
Come on, Dave. Come on.
Good gig. We're excited to be playing there.
What if I give you this?
Okay.
What if you...
All right. It's at a...
And we just had a great show last night. We played the Exhibitors Party for LAGCO here at the Oil Center at the Cajun Dome. And it actually turned out better than we expected. I personally felt that way. It was a great gig. People came out and sat and listened and responded to the band. And then we play the concert in the courtyard at Cafe Vermilionville on Wednesday, November 20th.
Okay.
And we've done that for the last few years.
We close out the series.
Yeah, Ken Veron, that's a great concert series. They have great artists that play there in the spring and the fall. And, of course, terrific food.
Yeah.
Nice venue. It's an outdoor venue.
Yeah.
So we're excited about, you know, continuing to play there. And then we play at different places around town. We play Cafe Des Amis. We've been playing there for 12 years.
And you like the post-downtown Alive band a lot,
yeah,
too.
We play the filling station in the spring and the fall. We do a couple of gigs there in the spring and the fall, which fit well for us.
Yeah.
The Blue Dog sometimes.
The Blue Dog.
Yeah, so you got a lot of stuff coming up. Yeah.
And we were actually scheduled to go into the studio and try to do some new recording. We had some dates that kind of conflicted, you know, with everybody's schedule, so we've kind of put that off a little bit, but that's kind of on the near horizon for us right there.
Yeah, you guys need to do that.
Yeah, our last CDs, you know, it's been a while.
How many years ago was that now?
2006.
Wow, that long ago. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't going to say that. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, I'm curious, when you played at LAGCO, with any oil feed people that knew you that had no idea you played and sang that came up?
There were a couple, but I mean, for most part,
I've been
doing it long enough now where they know that I play. So
yeah.
I didn't let a lot of people know that when I was working, because I didn't want that to kind of interfere with work.
Sure. Know, but, yeah.
But now it's out in the open.
Who cares?
Throw it to the wind.
Let's see. Who hasn't chosen a song? Choose another one. Let's hear another one.
Have you sang one yet, Lee?
No, but
there's one I want to do.
Okay, which one?
I'd like to do that.
Do the instrumental that you and Dave do.
It's not an instrumental at Stanley.
Stanley? Oh, okay. Yeah, do the Stanley Brothers tune. Yeah.
I'd like to do that.
That's a great take on a tune.
Who are the Stanley Brothers? I mean,
Tell them, Dave,
that don't know.
Well, the Stanley Brothers were one of the, you know, I always say they're sort of like the top three, what you would call golden age of bluegrass bands. There was Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys.
Yeah.
There was Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, and the Foggy Mountain Boys, and then there was the Stanley Brothers. And the Stanley Brothers were from from Dickinson County in Southwest Virginia, and they were sort of a little bit more old-timey. Maybe that's where you got it. No, but they were definitely straight up bluegrass. And Carter Stanley and Ralph Stanley. Carter Stanley played with Monroe somewhat in the early years, and then they got together. And they were the Stanley Brothers, and they recorded tons of... In fact, that song that we turned down last night for a $100 tip, Man of Constant Sorrow, was a Stanley Brothers. They brought that to the fold, you know.
Well, maybe the guy...
See how it all comes together?
If you're listening, take that $100 and call KRVS 482-5787 and pledge in the name of the Nouveau String Band.
And all the LAGCO...
Yeah, all those LAGCO people, yeah. Come on, LAGCO, get on the phone.
Anyhow, and so the Stanley Brothers, yeah.
Okay.
Great, huge. And then Carter passed years ago. Actually, the year I was born, 66. And then, but Ralph's been doing it ever since then on his own.
Okay.
With different...
And Dave actually opened for the Stanley Brothers with his band in Portland called the Toulouse Cajun Band.
No, that's not true,
bro. No, well, which one was it?
No. That was with, I opened for Ralph twice with different bands, but they were both bluegrass bands.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I knew you opened for him, man.
I do want to say that I don't know how close we're getting. We're pretty close, Cecil. If somehow – we got 5 minutes. Play the song. We can come back and chat for a minute afterwards. All right. Very cool.
You got your egg, man?
Yeah.
Sure. Do some egg. All right. So anyhow, this is a
featuring John Bucklew on the egg, right? Okay. Is that a cage? Is that a raised cage-free?
Yeah,
good
question.
Range-free.
Range-free, cage-free. The color of the egg's a little alarming. Look at that. You see the color of that
egg?
Yeah,
that is a little alarming.
It looks like it's built with petroleum products, actually.
Anyhow, there's a Ralph Stanley song, or a Ralph Stanley Brothers song called Bound to Run. It goes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
salty crackers or 10 cents a pound. Honey, babe, I'm bound to ride. Don't you wanna go?
String band, Dave Trainer on vocals and mandolin, Lee Tedrow playing slide on the dobro. Oh, I'm sorry. What's it called?
It's a national.
It's a national. Excuse me. It was Lee Tedrow playing slide on the national. We had Jimmy Dewey on bass and John Bucklew on that song featured on the egg.
The egg.
Yes. On the egg.
Exactly.
Oh. Exactly.
Was it excellent?
Oh, it was a left-handed egg.
Left-handed egg.
If you like left-handed egg players, please call KRVS 482-5787 to make your pledge. You guys, thank you so much for coming on today.
You bet. Thank you, John. I just want to say, Cheryl does such a great job interviewing, and I'm going to be quiet. But what a great show.
Well,
you did a great job. People, please pledge for the show. It's great.
Yeah, please pledge for, and for the station. But everybody, have a good week. And if you can wander on into the station, too, it's a cool place to see. You guys want to play us on the way out? Just pick something. Just pick away.
Just play a little something on that national and we'll back
in. While they're deciding what we're playing, I challenge all those engineers that are walking to their offices and they're always listening to KRVS. Send your money now.
There you go.
It's not free.
That's right. Thank you very much. Listener supported.
Sitting on top of the world. Is that too much of a downer? I don't know.
There you go. Have a good week.
Sitting on the top of the world. If you see me stealing, don't tell on me. Just stealing back to you.